This is one of the two mornings when I wake up more nervous than I do during the rest of the year. It's called daylight savings time. And don't get me started. I'm not a fan. But nevertheless, I've endured it. I trusted myself to the Holy Spirit last night by setting two alarm clocks. And both of them failed. And I woke up at 20 after 6, 10 minutes ahead of schedule. So who was in control after all? So thank the Holy Spirit for that. But I was still nervous. Driving in this morning, I had to stop by St. Joe's to pick up this garment of royal purple. And I noticed the rectory lights were on. So I was in good company at that time if I was going to be late. So it's good to be with you this morning. Happy first Sunday of Lent. Happy Lent. Welcome to the journey. Judy and I on Thursday night sat in front of the TV set for a little downtime, and she had popped up some popcorn. It was nice and warm and buttery and tasty. And I was invested in my bowl of popcorn. And then Judy pops this question, "What did you say to Noelle?" Now, Noelle is our 8-year-old granddaughter. We have 4 grandchildren, all girls, and she's the eldest of the 4. I don't know. What did I say to Noelle? And Noelle said, "You told her something that changed her life." Changed the life of an 8-year-old girl? So my mind, it jumped into overdrive real quick as I desperately tried to remember what it was that impacted Noelle's life so tremendously at the tender age of 8. And honestly, I couldn't remember a thing that I said. Maybe it was because of the panic of knowing that I had to answer to Mrs. Big Dog. So I began to prepare for the onslaught of esteemed Nana. And you never want to cross a Nana, even when you're Papaw. That's probably the worst person to cross. So I sheepishly reported, "Wow, I don't remember what I said, but I hope it was good." And she reminded me, "It was a conversation you guys had on the way home from picking her up from school on Ash Wednesday." But while on our way home that afternoon, Noelle was impressed that I still had my ashes on my forehead. Her ashes had barely survived at the end of Mass that morning. So I commented on hers having disappeared. And Noelle countered, "It's okay that they're gone, Papa. When I'm out this evening, people won't see that I'm a Christian." Well, at that point, the words just spilled out of my mouth. I was on autopilot. Actually, I think somebody else was steering. And I said, "Noelle, people need to know that we are Christian. We are how people get to know Jesus. Being Christian isn't about how we worship or where we go to grade school. Being Christian is about how we live. It's a way of life. The way we live is by following Jesus." So there's no doubt in my mind, those words spilling from my mouth, that the Holy Spirit was in the cab of the pickup truck that Ash Wednesday afternoon. The Holy Spirit, through the reception of ashes, entered Noelle's heart. And there's no doubt in my mind, this Lent will be a life-changing event for that tender-aged 8-year-old granddaughter of mine. And I have a strong feeling that through her journey this Lent, her mommy's life and her daddy's life, and even Nana's and Papa's lives will be changed too. Especially me, I'm on the hook now. I'm committed. So I'm looking forward to this Lenten journey because of an 8-year-old girl. And I know the Holy Spirit will lead us through the change. Change. That is what Lent is about. Lent is not about giving up chocolate or giving up beer or giving up whatever, even though I probably need to, but that's not what Lent is about. Giving up those things can be about Lent. Lent is not about denying ourselves. Denying ourselves is about Lent. Lent is about opening ourselves to being changed, our way of living being changed to follow more closely the way Jesus lived. Lent is not about shouldering our selected crosses of burden for these 40 days and then laying them down on Easter morning and for the remainder of the year. Lent is about keeping the cross before us by holding it up in front of us and following it, focusing on it, and focusing on why did Jesus surrender to such an instrument. Focusing on and following the cross with the Holy Spirit's help and guidance, not by my doing, will lead me to appreciating love. And love is why Jesus accepted that cross. Love is what hung on the cross. It is that cross, that love, we are to follow and allow ourselves to change, to allow ourselves to surrender as Jesus did to the cross, to surrender to love, that kind of love. And hopefully others will see the change, a positive change that following Jesus makes in us. And if our change is true, if our change is real, our lives will positively affect those near and dear to us in our daily lives. Lent isn't about denying ourselves chocolate, denying ourselves beer, denying ourselves whatever. Lent is about openness. Quiet, stillness, openness, listening to the Holy Spirit's presence and following the Holy Spirit's lead through these 40 days of this Lenten desert and for the days and years beyond. And after these 40 days, I'm wondering, will I make a statement similar to Noel's? Lent changed my life. So it begs these questions of me. Maybe they'll resonate with you. Where am I as I begin this 40 days journey in the Lenten desert? What am I doing to empty myself of selfishness? Have I asked for the Holy Spirit's help? Or am I doing it on my own? Have I invited the Holy Spirit to journey with me during these 40 days and beyond? Is the Holy Spirit included in my prayer life? Is the Holy Spirit strengthening and sustaining me as I practice fasting and abstinence? Is the Holy Spirit involved in my discernment of almsgiving, of how I give of my time, talent, and treasure during these 40 days of Lent and beyond? Is His Holy Spirit leading me through the desert of these 40 days? Or am I on a self-guided tour?